Governor Roy Cooper began his press briefing yesterday with what the people wanted to hear.
As you may know, Chemours has applied for a new permit that is pending. I want to make it clear today that the Department of Environmental Quality is going to deny Chemours' request.
He then outlined a handful of steps the state is taking, such as a public health assessment, engaging the EPA, investing resources to prioritize safe water, and creating a science advisory board. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen says that while little is known about Gen X, even less is known about all the other chemical compounds in the water.
We have even less scientific evidence around some of these other compounds. We've actually combed through the evidence and are not able to set health goals for those, which is why I think the governor has asked the CDC for additional information.
State Representative Deb Butler is hopeful.
I guess I'll say I'm surprised at how cooperative and communicative the whole group was. I'm very pleased to say that it was nonpartisan in its entirety. There was a strength of unity and force that I haven't seen locally much, and so I'm very encouraged by that.
She says that a lot of research remains to be done. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.